Chapter 2. The 30,000-foot view. Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Calvin Coolidge. Taking the 30,000-foot view is a general business cliché that simply means to look at the big picture. I'm going to use it here to help give context to what you're really doing when you're dealing with approach anxiety. I do believe that the more intelligent and introverted the person, the more they're going to suffer with fear around approaching and talking to girls. This is because their internal dialogue is very quick and very powerful. These people are most likely very successful in other areas of their life, where their acute brain power gives them the advantage of being able to see problems from multiple different angles and plan the best route through the obstacles in their path. However, when it comes to seduction and approaching hot women, it's a major disadvantage, because they can often think of 100 reasons why they should not approach. They can vividly imagine her very loudly and visibly rejecting them in an array of embarrassing ways. Because they have learned to trust this voice in their head, the very last thing they feel comfortable doing is ignoring these warning signs and alarm bells ringing in their head. The laws of attraction state that what you believe, you receive, and this compounds the problem for our overthinker. If he approaches a woman with the deep inner belief that she is going to reject him, then he has a better than good chance of getting the very outcome that he feared the most. He will then use this rejection as proof that he should have listened more closely to that voice in his head. This whole experience creates a rejection loop that becomes more and more difficult to break unless you take quick and dramatic action to get out of the cycle. If you live too much inside your own head, then you're going to create many difficult obstacles between you and the girl you're attracted to. To get over this, I advise my students to try and mentally...